In last month's primary election, Republican Pedro Celis got just 16% of the vote in the 1st District congressional race. That close call prompted the Celis campaign to make some changes before the general election. Celis is running against incumbent Democrat Suzanne DelBene. Celis has a new website. He's got new issue statements, and he's hired a pair of young hotshots. These strategists helped a Tea Party candidate bring down House Majority Leader Eric Cantor earlier this year. Ross Reynolds asked Western Washington University political science professor Todd Donovan why the primary went so badly for Celis.
Oh, that's a hard one to know. The very low visibility primary, the candidates hadn't really started spending much money yet. But in terms of just what expectations were and what happened, it went really badly. I mean, he was far and away had more money than any of the Republican candidates who really didn't spend anything. Maybe he was holding his money for the general election, but he wasn't even the top three after the first night of the election. So he was expected to do much better. And when you fail to meet those expectations, everybody starts pointing fingers at the various things that might have gone wrong.
Do you think the fact that his name is Pedro Celis had anything to do with that low outcome in the primary election, 16%?
Yeah, I would. I think we've got evidence in Washington. You can look at the Gonzales Supreme Court race, or you can look at elections out in Yakima, where a Latino surname is not something that some voters in some areas are attracted to. And when you see the other Republican candidate who almost beat him, Sutherland, who spent no money, nobody knew who either of these candidates were, really. So the thing I would infer from that, and there's probably people taking cues, unfortunately, off just the name. And maybe by the general, when there's more campaigning out there, that factor would be reduced. But I think that was probably a liability in the primary.
Todd Donovan is professor of political science at Western Washington University, and we're talking about former Microsoft engineer and current Republican candidate for Congress in the 1st District, Pedro Celis. Now, these strategists that Celis hired are in their early 20s. They made their names by helping to topple House Majority Leader Eric Cantor earlier this year. What in their strategies proved so effective against Cantor, and how might those strategies be applied in the 1st District against DelBene?
Yeah, in Cantor's race in Virginia, we have to remember, that was an all-Republican closed-party primary, very low turnout. But the campaign somehow managed to increase a low turnout, about 30% above what it had been before. So still, mobilizing a kind of anti-Washington, D.C. and anti-immigrant Tea Party base that got Cantor's campaign caught flat-footed, and they had no budget. They were outspent them like 40 or 50 to 1. So it was really, I think it was those issues, the anti-Washington, anti-establishment theme, but also getting voters, Republican conservative primary voters, who hadn't been voting before, to come out and vote against Cantor.
Would you expect Pedro Celis to be outspent by Susan DelBene in the general election?
Yeah, that's almost a certainty. And that might have as much to do with why he's bringing in new staff than any particular issues or whatever. I mean, we might associate these campaign staffers with the Tea Party immigration issues, but the other thing to associate them with is, they're kind of giant killers. They had no budget, and they knocked off the House Majority Leader. Celis will have a lot more money than Dave Brat, the candidate that these guys got elected or, got through the primary in Virginia. So maybe their pedigree is that they've got experience running as underdogs, running with less money than an incumbent. But they'll have a bigger budget here in Washington, in the 1st District, way bigger than anything they had in Virginia. But it's a different race. I mean, it's a general election with a much more centrist electorate.
Why did these young strategists want to join Celis' campaign? Did they consider it an easy win or difficult?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at some point, the staffers usually have some connection or some affinity issue-wise or partisan-wise for the candidates they're working for. It's a good opportunity. They can't have that many election cycles under their belts. I mean, one of them is 23 or 20, 24 or something. But, it could be they're young and they work cheaper. It's a low-budget campaign. But it's, the motivation to get, a high-profile election with a decent budget under your belt, I mean, just professionally for any campaign strategist, consultants, that's a big draw in itself.
Well, these young guns that Pedro Celis hired were backing a candidate, working for a candidate who was part of the Tea Party in Virginia. Before that, Celis was kind of considered to be in the Republican mainstream. And, of course, members of the opposition, the Del Beni campaign, have latched onto this. They're trying to say that this shows that Celis is moving away from the center. Is it true when you hire consultants who've worked on a successful Tea Party campaign that you're moving in the direction of your consultants?
No, I don't. I wouldn't make that inference. In fact, Celis and Cantor look pretty close as far as where Republicans are in immigration. I mean, they've both sort of talked about Dream Act-like legislation and paths towards citizenship. And if anything, you know, maybe Celis is getting a little beat up by that within the Republican Party in a primary. But it doesn't make sense then to go to a general election where you have to reach out to more of a centrist electorate to move to the right. So I wouldn't interpret it as, you know, the strategists don't really drive a candidate's position on an issue. They're going to be more sort of driving tactics and mobilization efforts.
Well, what do you think the chances of Pedro Celis unseating Susan Del Beni in the 1st District are?
Oh, it was probably an uphill fight. I mean, any incumbent anywhere, the second somebody wins on office in the U.S. House, has a tremendous advantage in terms of fundraising. So it's always going to be an uphill battle for a challenger. And I actually, you know, I think we thought that district was going to be pretty even Democrat-Republican, but it looks like it maybe has a bit of a Democratic edge to it. But as a result of kind of underperforming in the primary and a result of Del Beni being an incumbent, Celis is probably going to have a tremendous financial disadvantage. You know, you can tweak issues and staff no matter what. But in congressional races, money is everything, and he'll be at a disadvantage that way.
Todd Donovan's a professor of political science at Western Washington University. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. You're with The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.